Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Third time in 4 years to the semis for Vegas. It's the first time in 7 years for Montreal.
Stevenson wins the draw. Theodore scores! Shane Theodore from downtown, and the Golden Knights are off and running. Here's Riley Smith all the way back. Theodore, double clutch, one-timer score! Alec Martinez, 2-0 Vegas. Puck on the wall, he'll pop out. Shot deflects, in at the side of the goal. Matthias Janmark. Riley Smith all the way across for Holden. He scores! Nick Holden makes it 4-1. They count it out at T-Mobile. Game one to the Golden Knights.
Yes, game one last night, Marty. What's the area code in Montreal?
Well, there's a few of them. It's 514-450-438. There's like three.
Just text them all and let them know the series not looking good for Montreal after game one. Okay. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Oh, did I just run the engine?
No, I mean,
Montreal looked good for the first 5 minutes.
Oh, more than five. More than five. The first period, they look good.
5 minutes, they look good. Five.
You know, well, you guys know. No.
Did they only look good for five, or five. Did Vegas just look really good for the rest of the game?
No, Montreal looked great for 5 minutes. They came out of the blocks. They were absolutely firing. And I looked at the clock, and the entire time for 5 minutes, it was the Montreal Canadiens cycling in the Vegas Golden Knights zone. And I was thinking to myself, wow, Canadians have a shot to win this. And then the first penalty got taken. And then boom, shakalaka, a little Theodore top shelf snipe. And then everything fell apart from there.
Well, it was, here's what happened. I agree with you. Vegas was the much better team. Okay. They were the much better team. Carey Price saved four glorious chances. That game could have been 7-1, okay? It could have been Colorado-Vegas in game one when Colorado spanked Vegas, right?
Yep.
But you guys know how that's one game. That's one game. Like, Montreal did enough in the first period to say, okay, and they don't have Jeff Petrie right now, and that's a big loss because...
Massive. He's their best defensive. Massive.
Because you have Gustafsson on the ice, and you guys know... What happened on the first goal, the first Vegas goal? It's a face-off play, okay? It wins a face-off, D2D one-timer, it's in the back of the net. Okay, let's rewind that 5 seconds. What happened right before that? Icing. Okay, let's rewind that 10 seconds. What happened before the icing? Gustafsson has the puck on his stick right in front of the Montreal bench, and he hangs on. He's not making a play. Alex Tuck comes in, hits him from the side. Gustafsson's on the ice. Tuck gets the puck. They go and attack. They buzz in the Montreal zone for 15, 20 seconds. Icing, face-off in the net. It's simple. I mean, Montreal did not look like they could beat Vegas, but it's one game. So do I think the Canadians will win the series? No, I pick Vegas in five. It goes along with that. But if you're in the Montreal Canadiens locker room right now, you're like, it's one game. No big deal. We've been there. We've been in that situation. Didn't look good, but
I don't know. I think they're seeing stars and birdies all over. I think they just got buzzsawed all over the ice. And I think that's a little bit
different than
Colorado, Vegas.
This is a very different animal. You're dealing with a world-class goaltender in Fleury. You're dealing with big, mobile defensemen. They have a great mix between guys that are big and physical, the White Clouds, the McNabs. Petrangelo is one of the better two-way defensemen in the National Hockey League, and he's still a big, strong guy. But they have some real nice puck movers in Martinez, who has won Stanley Cups before with LA Kings, and also Shea Theodore, who, you know, I've been a major fan of him for probably eight years now. He's a great defenseman.
And so you're talking about Shea Theodore.
Their offense. I mean, how many points did Mark Stone get last night?
I'd have to look it up.
Zero. How many points did
it was all Patch from the Reddy back
get
end.
Last night?
It was all from the back end.
Pacioretty, no points. I mean, Mark Stone, no points. Marchessault, no points. I mean, their top players were not even on the score sheet.
Okay. So Riley Smith is one of their top player too. Like, you look at that Carlson, Marchessault, Riley Smith. Smith got two assists, right? And that's the thing. So we're talking about Vegas and how they have been successful from the first year they entered into the league. Well, what was the key to their success? Well, one, they got a really good goaltender, Marc-Andre Fleury. I've been banging the drum since, you know, they had Matt Murray in Pittsburgh saying, I like Fleury. People are like, ah, did you see him in the playoffs in 2012 and 2014 or whatever? Yeah, he's not the same goaltender. So I really like Fleury. They got a goalie, a stud, that gives them the chance to be in every game. And then they got these players through side deals that you're like, what was the general manager thinking? Shea Theodore. So that they could protect. They basically had too many defensemen in Anaheim, and they told Vegas, do not pick Josh Manson. Do not pick Sammy Vatanen. We're going to let you pick Shea Theodore. What?
We'll give you Shea Theodore.
We'll give you Shea Theodore. What are you doing? What's your mindset? Like
Minnesota Wild. Like,
don't take
Dumba.
Matt Dumba. We'll let you take Eric Halla on the expansion draft, and we'll give you Alex Tuch. What? Like, are you nuts? Florida was like, we have too many defensemen. So instead of going 7 forward protected, 3D and a goalie, they decided to go 8 players and a goalie. Okay. So they could protect Mark Pisek as a defenseman. So now you have two less players you can pick because you go with the eight players and one goalie instead of 7-3-1. And they basically said, you know what? Because we don't want you to take this player, we'll let you can take Marchessault, and we'll give you Riley Smith. What? Like, come on here! Like, this was a golden expansion draft for the Vegas Golden Knights, and then they added pieces along the way. But Shea Theodore is unreal. He's unbelievable. That was the steal of the century in that expansion draft. Steal of the century.
They got a couple there. I think the Tuck one was pretty good too. I mean, like, that's, you just look at, like you mentioned, this expansion draft coming up. Do you think teams are going to handle this a little bit differently?
100%.
How?
Lose one guy.
Is Alex Tuch even movable in Vegas?
No.
Like, would they ever in a million years think about moving him?
He's making $5 million.
4.75 exactly. But what's $250,000?
No, he's not going anywhere.
Just a Western New York kid. Oh man, I watch him play. We watch him for years. This guy is absolutely lights out. The way he plays, his speed, his size, his skill set. It's incredible. Oh,
so people are telling me yesterday, I put on Twitter, the first goal for Vegas was all Alex Tuch coming back, hitting Gustafson. What's Gustafson doing? He won't see the ice again. Like, really, if you make that mistake, Montreal needs to score first. They need to score first or keep it 0-0 for the longest time to be in games. We saw that in the first two rounds now.
Yeah.
You know, they hadn't trailed in a game in over 400 minutes. You know, that's incredible. So what does Alex Tuch do on the ice? He's like, ah, here's Gustafson. He's a sitting duck. He's holding on to the puck, right? I'm going to come in. And he doesn't hit him from behind. And he comes around the side when he hits him so that he can eat. It's not a crazy hard hit either. Just a guy that's unsuspected, but he hits him, lose the puck, and then they go in, right? So people are like, oh, that was boarding. Boarding? No, that wasn't boarding. He could have gone by him and give him the Heisman, like a little tap on the shoulder, and Gustafson would have gone down. Why? Because number one, Tuch is so strong, and two, Gustafson had no idea he was there. So, no, it wasn't boarding. It was a really clean, I'm coming from the side instead of hitting him in the numbers. And, like, he had, what did they do? NBC had Tuch as the third star, I believe, because he had that good of a game.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's over for Montreal, unfortunately. I hate to say that this early in the series, but it's as good as over. We'll watch this one move on to a sweep. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Islanders, Tampa Bay tonight. There's another game we'll tune into, and we'll talk about in a little bit. But some coaching news and hirings around the league, and Gerard Gallant to be hired as the Rangers head coach. That was reported yesterday. We've got our own coaching search going on here. We'll talk about that and what the timetable is on that. But good hire for the Rangers. I think it's a great hire for the Rangers.
He was at the top of my list, right? We've talked about it many times. It was Gerard Gallant, Don Granato for me. I think Gerard Gallant had his pick of going wherever he wanted. He was not coaching this year, so he kind of sat around and had probably multiple conversation with his agent, with his people, with other teams, Seattle, and kind of looking where he wanted to go. He could have taken the Seattle approach because he's done Vegas already, and he did really good in Vegas. But the New York Rangers are a really, really good team. They scored more goals in the second half of the season than any teams in the National Hockey League not named the Colorado Avalanche. I mean, they were a scoring machine. They've got Adam Fox, who a lot of people think will win the Norris this year. I don't see it. I think it's Hedman, but people say Adam Fox will win the Norris. I think they've got a really solid goaltender in Shesterkin. Pretty good tandem with Georgiev, but Shesterkin's a stud. They are loaded. I think that was a really smart decision by Gallant to go to a team that is already on the way up, not having to scramble to get there.
You think Adam Fox is one of the most underrated players in the National Hockey League right now?
Well, not now. He's a top three finalist in the Vezina. People know him in the hockey world. I don't know if the fans all know Adam Fox and appreciate him, but
yeah,
people that watch the game.
I don't appreciate him.
You don't?
But I will tell you this. The games that the Buffalo Sabres played against the Rangers, he did some things because I don't know a whole lot about him. You know, he hasn't, he's not a household name, and watching him a little bit this year gain some steam. He was really producing some points, and now all of a sudden you hear that he could be a possibility for the Norris Trophy. And now you start watching him a little bit closer. And I'm going to tell you right now, he is one heck of a defenseman. It's incredible, some of the things that he did this year, even playing against the Sabres. And,
He controls the game.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
You think Jack Eichel was part of the sales pitch to Gerard Gallant?
No. No, this is the players pitching to coaches to me is enough.
No. I mean, like the Rangers to Gerard Gallant. Like, hey, targeting Jack Eichel, or we are working.
See, this is where my brain is at. I thought you meant, did the Sabres pitch that, like, we have Jack Eichel to Gerard Gallant? I, again, It's just me. I don't think Jack's going anywhere, but that's just me. I know we've debated that. So no.
Do you know something or something? How can you be so sure of something like that? I feel the exact opposite.
I feel the exact opposite.
I couldn't feel. I've never felt so strongly in the opposing side of a conversation with you than I do.
You gotta get a incredible return on a player like Jack Eichel. Okay. So number one, if Jack was 100% healthy, that incredible return would be hard to get. Now that he's not 100% healthy and there's all the neck issues and all of that, that return is almost impossible to get. So that's the one thing. I mean, you have to get something good. So
I said to Craig yesterday, Marty, I said, I'm so far past everybody thinking you need 4, 5, or 6 pieces for Jack. I'll take 2.
But that's because Lafreniere, you know what?
Keandre Miller.
That's a typical, and it's not, I'm not saying that's not a good way to think, but that's a typical. It's been so long that every week that passes by, your standard or your level of what you would want for Jack Eichel continues to drop down.
Wrong. No, it's quality, not quantity. I want quality. I don't want quantity. I don't want 5 or 6 pieces. No.
Saying 5, 6. I'm saying you need 3 quality pieces.
I need 2.
Marty, we talked about this the other day, and Petey and I were talking about this, and what type of prospect right now is Lafreniere? A+, A-, B+, B, where is he fit in the realm of picks in the National Hockey League?
Well, if A+ was McDavid, Matthews, Eichel, those guys.
No. I'm not asking you that. I'm not asking. You're not understanding.
No, I'm saying he's not an A+ prospect.
Give me a prospect that's better than him right now.
A prospect? So what age are we talking about?
We're talking, let's say 19 and under.
Oh, well, this is
how about 20 and under?
How about Jason Robertson's better than Alex Lafreniere? Kirill Kaprizov is better than Lafreniere. Their prospect, their first year in the NHL.
Kaprizov's like 24 on paper.
I know, but he's a 1 year. He's a first year. He's a first year NHL player.
I know. I understand that. I'm talking about a very young prospect. Now, Robertson, you mentioned him. How old is he? 22.
22, maybe.
Yeah. So 21. He's already played a number of years in the minors. He's played a number of years pro. He's a great player. I think he's outstanding. I'm asking you, when we're talking 19, 18 year old players in the world, and I want you to look at the top of the ladder, those would be A+ prospects, and you keep going down. So name me a prospect right now in this league that's under 19 years of age that is a higher, that has more clout than Lafreniere.
Kirby Dach. Kirby Dach. I don't know if he's 19.
He's 20.
Yeah,
okay, but then I guess he doesn't qualify.
I would pick him.
He doesn't qualify.
He's too old.
He's too old.
Okay. You know what though? Like Rivs, I get it. I get what you're saying.
I know.
Okay. So, but that's not how that works.
I was trying to lead the witness. Okay.
Okay. But that's not how it works. Right, it's not now, because you're number one of a draft class that you're an A+ prospect. You could be a B prospect and still be number one in that draft class. Because that's the better.
What's your point here? What are you getting at?
My point is, I said yesterday that in order to move Jack Eichel, you need basically an A+ prospect. That is the most important thing. And when I think of A+ prospects, I think of the number one overall pick last year in Lafreniere. I think of a number two overall pick last year in Quinton Byfield. I think of those types of players are a piece that you need to make this work. Because anything other than those names, we're all going to be sitting there going, really? I think you need that name. Now, Lafreniere, in his first season in the National Hockey League, he certainly started slow. Would you agree?
Yeah, he had a very slow start.
He struggled. I wouldn't even say he struggled. They didn't put him on the power play. They weren't giving him the minutes. They started him real slow and worked his way in.
You didn't even know he was on the ice. It's a different offseason. He didn't finish.
I do remember
season,
when they played the Sabres the first time, and we didn't even recognize him.
Well, no, you know what he did? You know what he did the first time he played the Sabres?
He scored the winner, yeah.
He scored the game-winning goal in overtime.
That's when we noticed.
Exactly.
That's when we were like, oh, I didn't even realize he was playing. That's right.
Yes.
Alexis Lafreniere ended with 21 points in 56 games and had 12 goals. So if you would have played a full season, you're probably looking at about 35 points, right? You're probably looking at high teens, maybe even 20 goals. And I think to myself, this kid's upside is huge. It's huge. If I were to tell you right now that in 3 years from now that Alexis Lafreniere is going to have 75 points, would you say I'm crazy, or would you say that's probable?
Probably, and 45 goals.
You don't know. The point is, you don't know. I think he could be a 30-goal scorer, maybe even a 40-goal scorer. I think that he could have anywhere from 65 to 95 points. He is going to be a point producer in this league. He's got great size. He's got great hockey IQ. He skates well. I mean, he is a player. So when we're sitting there looking at making a trade for Jack, like, you have to get a marquee player. You have to get a player that may not be Jack right now, but, and may never be Jack, but he has the ability to make this team a better team moving forward. And what I love about the opportunity, if we did move Jack, is you're not getting one piece. You are getting multiple pieces. I like way Petey's thinking. And this is my last, There's been lots of talks about, you know, we need four first rounders for Jack. And that doesn't mean four first round draft picks. It means players that are first rounder caliber players, right? I look at what Petey said. I'm looking not for quantity. I'm looking for quality. I want players that I feel have an upside. Like, if you're looking at Keandre Miller, a defenseman, 21 years old. He's an incredible hockey player that has incredible upside.
Yeah, but if you only get Lafreniere and Keandre Miller, that is not enough. Not even close to being enough.
Well, you say that, but we're paying Keandre Miller and Lafreniere $2 million or under, where we're saving $8 million by not
these two guys, yeah, don't have to, these two guys don't have those to come two in and save the franchise. They need to come in and be key pieces to the team.
Yeah, but these two guys in forward. 2 years will make more than the $10 million you're paying Jack. So yeah, you're saving it for 2 years, but you're thinking long term. The way I look at it, I'll tell you this, okay? Lafreniere may get you a ton of points. Fantastic. Keandre Miller may get you, you know, is a great defenseman. Great. Okay, that's fine. I don't think we have to just focus on the points. What does Jack does on the ice more than anybody else?
Controls the play.
Hangs on to pucks. Like, yeah. You need a player. Jack has got the puck on his stick in the offensive zone for a minute and a half in a game. Okay? Lafreniere probably has it for 20 seconds. He's not a control the play guy. So, yeah, the points in the end may add or whatever, but you need a guy that's going to drive and control and really have all these assets to the game.
Do you think when Don Granato took over, do you think it was a – and I'm not suggesting the Sabres were better with Jack Eichel out of the lineup, but I will say that I thought they played a better team game because they didn't have one guy controlling the puck the entire time he was on the ice.
The team game wasn't about controlling the puck. The team game was about defensive zone coverage. That was a team game. Getting out cleanly because you knew where everybody was and you could make 10-foot passes and you're out of the zone.
Simple arguments to my point, but my point will be this. Jack Eichel, no one else touched the puck when he was on the ice. Nobody.
Well, yeah, but
we saw so much more, you know, we saw different players controlling play. We saw different players, you know, taking more shots than they normally would. We saw different players have different looks on the power play. So, yeah, like, I mean, when I say you move a guy out like that, it's going to give a lot of other guys opportunities, and you bring in a Lafreniere who might not control the play the way Jack does, or Keandre Miller that might not control the play the way Jack does. But who on these other teams that have, like, what the Islanders, who controls the puck for most of them for the game? Is it supposed to be Barzal? He doesn't do it. It's that's the way I want to see the Sabres play.
Barzal does. He has the puck on his stick a lot, but he's not like Jack. And you're right. Jack is different in that way. He likes to hang on to the puck. And maybe that's something that you can work with Jack in a different system. I think Phil Housley, Bylsma, Maybe Bylsma not as much because Jack was young. There was a lot more to look at. But Housley and Kruger let Jack do, like, you get the puck, you go through, you get in the zone, you circle. They wanted these circular motion. They wanted Jack to hang on to the puck and have a defenseman come down, and Jack comes up, and it's like the spin cycle right there in the washing machine. And really, Nashville was able to do that years ago because they had the stud defense with Peter Laviolette. I don't think that we had the team to be able to play that way. So then Donnie Granato takes the team back to the basics where you, Rivs, UPD, and myself, the way we were taught to play the game, right? You're not going man to man. You're not circling around. Like, yeah, you're not choppering in the offensive zone. You've got easy outs. You're cycling the puck. You come low to high. You go to D to D. You change the puck side. You get pucks to the net. You find the seam across. Maybe there's a one-timer opportunity. There was structure to the way we learned to play, and that's what Don Granato did.
So they were playing proper team hockey.
Yeah, and that's why they look better. It's not because Jack wasn't there. It's because the team, all of a sudden, wasn't this like you said.
Well, let me ask you something, like, Marty. Woo! Let me ask you something, Marty. We talked about this player yesterday. His name is Matt Barzell.
Yep.
First year in the National Hockey League, had 85 points. 85 points as a rookie in this league. Barry Trotz comes in the next year, changes the environment, does not care about Matt Barzell's points because Matt Barzell has the skill set to probably have 90, 95 points plus in this league, but the team wouldn't have the same success. Right?
But you know what? You still need Matt Barzell to produce. And the reason why they beat Boston in the second round.
Produced 65 points. And what did
I'm not talking about regular season right now. I'm just talking about playoffs. But you're right. Matt Barzell was healthy scratch a couple of times this year because he took bad penalties. And Barry Trotz is like, you're not playing well. You're taking bad penalties.
Boop, press box. Could you imagine someone sitting Jack Eichel because he took a bad penalty?
Yeah, but that's different too.
Because we imagine, put Jack on a pedestal here. Jack's
can you imagine Edmonton sitting Connor McDavid because he took a bad penalty? He would be carving the Edmonton Oilers up and down.
The problem is Jack's not Connor McDavid.
Well, he's up there. He is.
Is he?
He's better than Matt Barzell. All
right. Is he?
Who says no? One for one, Barzell for Eichel. Who says no? And who says absolutely yes? It's easy. Think of
it
that way.
Is it easy?
I don't know if it's that easy.
I don't think it's that easy.
It's super easy.
Okay. Anyway, we don't have to debate that. But
anyway.
Tis a joke anyway.
Matt Barzell walked into a structured alignment with a new coach, and that alignment is going to now have Matt Barzell produce less points, but he's going to be more of a team player.
All right, well, here's some information I need to just drop on everybody here. Lance Lysowski tweeting, I'm hearing the same as Elliot. I guess Elliot had a tweet out there. The Sabres are preparing for the possibility that they'll own two picks in the top 10. So we will talk about that. And Jack Capuano, Sabres denied the right to speak to Jack Capuano. And we'll talk about that at 11 coming up next. Well, you know what? We'll move this or that. We'll talk about this. How and who could that pick be coming from? That's what we'll talk about next. We'll save this or that for the second hour. This is big. What could happen here, gentlemen? Start getting your GM hats on. Who are they trading with? Instigators, WGN.
What pick is that? Who is it?
It's another one in the top 10. Could it be LA? They're
I know
at 8.
Who it is.
Then that's who we're talking about when we come back. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Craig knows who it is. Who is it? I don't know. We'll find out when we return. Marty, are you texting your sources or are you?
I'm looking into something.
No. I am the source right now. I think I know who it is.
Let's find out from our source, Craig Reve, when we return right here. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
So Elliot Friedman, who joins us here every Thursday at 11 o'clock, so make sure you tune into that. He was on a podcast with Jeff Merrick. They do the 31 Thoughts pod, and they were talking about the Sabres potentially moving in and getting another top 10 pick, and they were kind of playing a guessing game on the show as to which pick it could be. A few choices came up. Another thing we'll talk about here is with Gerard Gallant being hired, which domino is going to drop first for the Sabres? Jack Eichel trade, as it might pertain to this conversation, or Don Granato being hired? So, Riv, you said you knew who the team was just because, just not because you have info, but just because you believe you know. So, who is it? Who is it?
I think it's Columbus Blue Jackets. Columbus Blue Jackets are in desperate, and I mean desperate, need of a centerman. I think they see Sam Reinhart as a player that can step in and be that guy. Sam Reinhart has honed his skills in the NHL, played 6 years, he's had a lot of success. The nice thing is Sam's stock right now is as high as it's going to be, and he showed that he can play center. And I think the Columbus Blue Jackets are a team that could be very interested in a player like Sam Reinhart to solidify that center position, because centers right now are so hard to come by.
Marty, yeah, number five pick and a goalie. Would that get the deal done? Elvis Merzlikins and number five.
You need something else.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You can't, you've given away Jack Eichel or Sam Reinhart. Okay. Let's just say it's Sam. I don't think it would be Jack to Columbus, right, but let's just say it's Sam. You can't just get, well, I guess you could get a goalie and the fifth overall pick if it was Merzlikins. I think that would be the starting point. That would be the starting point. But I'll tell you this.
What else do you need?
What else do I need? I would like for Sam. Like, Sam's trade is not as you have to hit it as much as Jack Eichel trade would be. So for Sam, if you're trading Sam, maybe you're also considering trading Risto, as we talked about. So those two together have to bring you enough pieces and quality pieces, but enough pieces to put your roster together. So that's the difference between Sam Risto type trades and Jack Eichel trades. Jack Eichel trades cannot just be like five pieces. Hey, we got five pieces. This guy's going to play third line. This guy's going to play, you know, four defense, four D. Like, that's not what it takes. It takes quality, as you pointed out, Rives and Petey, but I still think you need multiple pieces for Jack Eichel because he's that good and that quality of a player. For Sam, it's different. Now, I'll tell you this. I interviewed Brad Larson for something else, the new coach in Columbus, and he said, and that was his quote, our team is going to look much different next year. Oh, wow. Okay. So it's not so, just Seth Jones. Is your team in Columbus is going to look a lot different next year. They're planning on trading a goalie, Korpisalo or Merzlikins. You guys had Jody Shelley. He talked about both of them. I really like Merzlikins. Korpisalo is good. Is Korpisalo a step again above Allmark? I don't think so. But Merzlikins, I think, could be long-term, could be really, really good. So that would be a good direction. But if they think in Columbus the team is going to look a lot different next year, there's a big piece come in to help down the middle at some point. And Sam Reinhart would be a decent sized piece. Like they would have to have more along the way of other trades and acquisition they're going to do. But I think Sam would be a good piece there.
They want, yeah, you know what? Might have been a long time ago, but you got two of the three gold medal line there with Max Domi and Sam Reinhart if he goes there. They were pretty dominant together at the World Juniors.
Bring Anthony Duclair back and make
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. He was already there once. Why not bring him back? Instigators, so, WGR 515 MSG. Go ahead, Craig.
So what I'm trying to say to you here, gentlemen, how do we feel about my pick? Number one, the Sabres need a defense or a goaltender. We know that. We do know that Columbus Blue Jackets have two very good goaltenders and they want to move one of them. The fifth overall pick, which what Elliot said, it could be, you know, I'm not saying there could be a high pick. I believe that it could be a Sam Reinhart deal.
I'm really excited about number five in a goalie because a goalie's hit or miss and the number five's hit or miss. You're not getting any certainty back in your lineup.
Have as a goaltender right now?
Okay, we have Linus, okay, and he needs to be resigned.
We don't have Linus. We do not have Linus.
Rives, listen, okay, he's still technically until free agency start, and if I'm Linus Ullmark, I'm telling you, I will like yell it on the rooftops. You don't want to go to free agency because there's too many goalies and not enough chairs. I've been in that situation before. I was like, oh, I've been to back-to-back playoffs conference finals 2 years ago after Philadelphia. I'm going to get $5+ million a year on a long-term deal. It's going to be great. And you know, everybody's talking about how there's a lot of goalies and not a lot of spots. There's a lot of goalies, not a lot of spots. And you know how long I was on the market for? 3 weeks. And I got a backup / A1, AB, third goalie situation with the New York Islanders. That's what ended up happening. And I'm telling you, if you're Linus Ullmark, you don't want to go to free agency. That's my thing. But, okay, let's just say that you have an option to maybe acquire Merzlikins or a goalie via a trade, or you have – an option to maybe acquire a goaltender through free agency for a few years. So look at the names that are available on free agency. Frederick Anderson, Antti Raanta, Peter Mrazek, Jonathan Bernier, still a really, really good goaltender at 32 years old. I'm not crazy about James Reimer, but he had a good season. Okay. You've got goalies that are available. You've got goalies. You've got 5, 6, 7. Brian Elliott is older, but he could come in and be a backup mentor to anybody you would want. There is gold. Chris Drieger. I forgot about Chris Drieger in Florida. There is goaltenders available that you don't have to trade for. You can just sign them. And
Lance Lysowski also, sorry, you were saying,
I was going to say, and it's not going to be where you're going to have to trade and then sign them to a huge contract. They're going to take a 2-year deal because they know the market's flooded.
Lance Lysowski also, right, he's had more time on our show the last couple of days than he has all year. Another Sabres note for you all, the Devils have interest in defenseman Rasmus Ristolainen. According to multiple sources, the Devils have the assets, picks, and prospects that would make the deal work for Buffalo. Glaring need at right-hand defenseman with Carrick, a UFA. So You know, they have the fourth pick. I don't know if you get the fourth pick overall for Risto for sure, but I mean, there's a trade. Yeah, there's a trade there to be made. So maybe it's New Jersey. And what we're talking about here is Elliot Friedman reporting that the Sabres could be in the running here for another pick in the top 10. And Craig suggested Columbus. Anaheim also came up, and obviously the LA pick. So I think this is more to do with Sam than Jack. What do you guys think?
100%. 100%. I think Jack's trade is going to be, it's going to take more time. There's got to be a lot more due diligence between the teams, you know, the medical staff, everything. There's got to be a lot of dialogue that goes along with all this. I do not think that this is going to be, you know, I would believe that Sam Reinhart or Ristolainen will be the first to fall if that's the direction that they're going. And, you know, I'd be surprised if it was Jack, but I think when you talk about a, you know, Elliot saying that possible top 10 pick, you know, I think you're looking at a Sam Reinhart type player.
Straight up. It's, you know, it won't be straight up. There's no way that's a straight up deal.
I don't think so. I think Sam's very young too. You know, he's still, he's 25 years old. He's got a lot of game left in him. You're going to get the best years from Sam Reinhart's career, probably in the next, I would say, 6 years. You know, the team that does trade for Sam Reinhart is going to want to re-sign him long-term. They don't want to fool around and say, hey, let's bring you in. You'll sign. Sam's going to have a restricted free agent deal. He's going to have a one-year deal, and then he can test the market. There's going to be no team that's going to want to trade for Sam and not have the ability to lock him down. So there will be a deal done. If the deal is for Sam, Sam's going to want
Marty, that trade gets done. I guess so that he can, he can sign it. He's not a UFA. So the 8 year deal doesn't make a difference in this particular instance. So I was thinking about another scenario. We'll go to break.
He wouldn't be able to sign an 8 year deal right away. He'd have to be, because he wasn't with them at the trade deadline last year, he'd have to wait until trade deadline this year with that team to be able to sign an 8 year extension.
So it could only be a 7 anyway.
So it could only be a 7 right now, because just like Erik Karlsson got traded in the summer to San Jose, he wasn't allowed to sign an 8 year deal because you have to be on the roster at the previous trade deadline to be able to get that 8 year. So if you wait a little longer, maybe you have the deal itching, you know, a napkin. You wait until after the trade deadline, and then you can sign your 8 year deal.
Ooh, the old Chris Drury situation. Let's put this one in. Let's put this one in the drawer for a little bit, and then Drew has 19 goals by Christmas. Instigators, we got to go to break. When we come back, well, maybe we'll do something quickly about things Craig won't care about, but also a lot of the awards are out and the nominees. We can talk about that, and then at 11 o'clock, coach search, to the point, and this or that at 11:30. So a lot more to come here in hour number two. Stick around, Instigators.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. You know, I look for things that Craig won't care about. And the first site that I go to, Marty, what do you think the first site that I go to is?
TMZ.
TMZ.
Did I get it right?
Absolutely. I go right to TMZ because it's I don't care either, but I feel really good about myself after scrolling through a page on TMZ. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, let's see here. What do we got? Craig. Oh, I know. You guys check out Netflix regularly?
Yes.
You guys ever see the documentary Screwball?
Nope.
The steroid scandal in baseball and everything? You ever see this? It's like with the doctor, the guy who says he's a doctor, but he got his like medical license in Belize or something, but he wasn't licensed to practice back here. You ever see this? You never heard about this?
No.
Oh my God. Write it down. It's cool. It's what's interesting and kind of weird about it at first, but the, so as the guy, as the one guy's talking, and I don't know which guy's which, okay, but as the one guy's talking, they have kids dressed up as adults with like beards and stuff, and they're doing the talking though, like they're kind of like taught, like I guess
acting.
Yes, reenacting, but not really talking. They're just kind of like lip singing, lipping what the guy's saying. And it's an interesting documentary, but A-Rod's name came up, and A-Rod's been in the news, obviously broke up with J-Lo, right? But A-Rod reunited with one of his exes for a workout this weekend. I don't know what that means, but he's obviously, but all I, okay, so
J-Lo A-Rod. Also, J-Lo also reunited with Ben Affleck.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of reunited, and it feels so good going okay. on right now.
Okay, well, I don't know A-Rod at all, okay? But all I gather from this guy is I have never, ever, I don't think there's a person in the world that's more into themselves than Alex Rodriguez.
You think?
So in this Screwball thing, like the guy says he opens the door and A-Rod had a painting of himself on it's like the, what's what he called the horse with the body on top.
It's but the, like, yeah.
But like
Matador.
Yeah, but the body's A-Rod, and he's got the painting like inside his door, and then he's got his own cosmetic line. Like he's so into himself that anyway, guy just drives me totally nuts. But check out that documentary.
I like A-Rod. I like him on when he does the baseball coverage. I think he's really really good. But I don't watch a ton of baseball, but when he's on, I like it. So
I didn't even know he does baseball coverage. I honestly wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. A centaur was a creature from Greek mythology.
A centaur, not a matador.
Yeah, which was half man.
I agreed to matador, but like a matador is a
isn't a matador the isn't hold on, don't tell me. Isn't a matador a guy in the bull ring? Like that
that's what I thought. The bullfighter is the matador. Bullfighter.
That's what I thought. The matador.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, things don't care about a centaur, a matador. He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, he got the door right. He got or the A-A-U-R, but
I actually, when he said matador, I thought I was like, yeah, that's right. And then I was like, wait a second.
But check anyway. Out Screwball. It's unbelievable. It's long, and it was a 4-night series for me.
Did you fall asleep on it?
Oh, four times I fell asleep on this documentary. But it's interesting as hell. So. Anyway, check it out. It's the whole list of what this guy was doing with the Biogenesis. We got to go to break. When we come back, coaching search, this or that, to the point, all of it right here, Instigators, hour number two.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.